February 9th, 1903. The goods that the Catholic Church possesses, and what is lacking to the Protestants. This morning, finding myself in my usual state, I saw the confessor with another holy priest, who was saying, "Banish any thought that your position might not be will of God." Then he began to speak about these Protestants of Corato whom they talk about, and he said, "They will do little or nothing, because the Protestants do not have the bait of truth in order to catch the hearts, as does the Catholic Church. They lack the boat of true virtue to be able to place them in safety. They are without sails, oars, anchor, which are the examples and teachings of Jesus Christ. They reach the point of having neither a bread to satisfy their hunger, nor water to quench their thirst and wash themselves, which are the sacraments. And what's more, they even lack the sea of grace to be able to go in search of souls to be caught. So, since all this is lacking, what progress can they possibly make?" And he said many other things, which I don't know how to repeat well. After this, my lovable Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, one who loves me fixes himself before the divine center. But one who is resigned and does my divine will in everything possesses the center of the divinity within himself." And he disappeared like a flash. A little later, he came back. I was thanking him for creation, for redemption, and for so many other benefits. And he added, "In creation, I formed the material world. And in redemption, I formed the spiritual world."